Bedford Auto Mile, so come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you. Offer ends March 31st.
Cleveland Browns Daily with Vic Carucci, weeknights at 6.
I'm on the radio every day!
On ESPN 850, WKNR, Cleveland.
He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
And we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on, tight, you know, make sure all your 10 straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice, it pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Very happy to be with you on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we got a good show for you tonight. Jason Pinkston, who started at left guard for the Browns all last season as a rookie, he is going to be with us, checking in from Pittsburgh, PA, his hometown. Going to get caught up on what he's been doing in the offseason, kind of reflecting on his very unusual rookie year, a guy who came in as a tackle out of college and got to start 16 games as a left guard in the NFL, really in an emergency situation because of the Eric Steinbach injury, and how he dealt with that and how he's dealing with the offseason, getting ready for his second year in the NFL. Steve Dorshick, who covers the Browns, has done so for a long time for the Canton Repository. We're going to have him aboard to discuss a news conference that was held. It was a sort of a news conference slash informal session with media because there really wasn't like a cameras, microphones, big-time thing like that. But Tom Heckert, the general manager of the Browns, sat down with media and just kind of got everybody caught up. First time that we've heard from him in a long, long time, certainly since his heart surgery. So he's doing well and sounding great. And we had a chance to talk with Tom Heckert and Steve Dorshick and I going to do some analysis of what was discussed in that session. And then our Combine sound, we've been bringing you audio from the Combine, where players, of course, gathered a little while back now in Indianapolis and had a chance to meet with the 750 or so credentialed media there. Trent Richardson, running back from Alabama. You've heard from a couple of other players this week so far. You're going to hear now from the top running back in the draft. Interesting stuff from the former Alabama standout. We will have those cuts for you and bring that to you a little bit later on in the show. And we also bring you questions and answers and comments that you have for us. And you submit them in different ways, via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, or via our voicemail line, which has become really popular. We're getting a whole bunch of voicemail messages on that, and we like to share as many of them, the good ones, with you as we can. And 855-363-2459 or 440-824-6138, the numbers to reach that. And we have one today, and let's give it a listen.
Mr. Vic, this is Todd down here in Akron. I think that there would be a horrible move for the Browns to draft RG3, especially if they have to trade those picks away. They have too many holes on that offensive line and receiving core and other spots on that defense, especially for a quarterback that never played a defense better than 60th in the nation. They'd be better off signing somebody that's got a little bit of seasoned in their offense, like Matt Flynn. And that would be my comment. Bye.
Yeah, that's a fan, again, who's saying, let's go the Trent Richardson route. Go the the Matt Flynn route. I got Trent Richardson on the brain. The Matt Flynn route. Maybe he wants them also to draft Trent Richardson, but he's saying basically, don't draft a quarterback. Don't go for RG3 or make the big trade that would be required to do that, if that's actually the case. That's what's being assumed. But Matt Flynn, an interesting guy, and free agency begins Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 13th. And we had a chance to talk with Tom Heckert about that subject. Again, you'll hear what he has to say about it and the analysis that we provide. Just give you a little teaser on that. It's a big topic with Steve Dorshak, as I said, from the Canton Repository. And we're going to hear from him and yours truly, Vic Carucci, in a couple of minutes. On Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion,
Have you just about had it with TV timeouts? Would you like to tell the ref what he can do with his whistle? Are your lips chapped to the point that you can't muster one more cheer? Dr. Hess can help with a full line of soothing udder ointment products, including Dr. Hess Udder Sticks, available in four great flavors. And just the ticket when you want to scream, stick it. Now available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Discount Drug Mart, thank you to run around. You'll find everything you need.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer-sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Road here, and it's Truck Month at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Bighorn Package. It includes a 5.7-liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000, minus the auto show rebate, $3,000, cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you. Offer ends March 31st.
Welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We're happy to have with us now Steve Dorshak, who covers the Browns for the Canton Repository. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Okay, beautiful day in Berea. Let's go play golf.
Well, we had a nice morning session today, sitting down with Tom Heckert, and it was great to see Tom, first of all, looking, I thought, as good as he looked, coming back from heart surgery, seemed to be ready and raring to roll, and had an opportunity for about 30 minutes to visit with the media today.
No, he had the glow of a marathon runner, and I guess that's a good thing. He hasn't run the marathon yet. He's going into the marathon with a draft and free agency right on us now.
Yep, and again, all positive stuff regarding his health. He said he felt good. Didn't, you know, want to go into a lot of detail about that. Totally understand, but he was very much on top of everything. And I think, you know, one of the key things he brought up was with regard to, and this was the question that was raised during the combine, his absence from that, but he was still able to keep track of everything via Skype and looking at video. And he said even if you're there in person, you're going to watch video of the interviews that take place with players and, of course, all the workouts. And he kind of joked about the idea that this might be the way to go no matter what going forward.
Dick, I think that's very real. I'll relate that to my own experience on my side of combine attendance or non-attendance as a writer. But you know, you've been to the combine plenty of times, and I have too. That combine is a real grinder. Yeah. It is a cornucopia of information gathering, and I love being there, and I hate not being there when I'm not.
Sure.
But when I'm not, I still follow it as closely as I can, and you're able to do that now. But I'm way, way more relaxed and maybe clear in my thinking than I am when I'm out there just plowing through interview after interview. And in his own way, he does that.
Between the specific sort of proprietary stuff that the cameras of the Browns were able to provide, you have NFL Network's coverage, you have a lot of resources, I know, that can keep you on top of what's going on there. But with regard to other topics, the takeaways from this session with Tom Heckard today, mentioned that there were top four guys at the quarterback position. Didn't give their names. I mean, I think a lot of us could guess at least two of those names, being Andrew Luck, being Robert Griffin III. And then when others in the media tried to probe for more names from him on the position, that's when he first of all, wouldn't verify anybody, but Ryan Tannehill, again, the usual suspects that have been kicked around. So he was guarded on that, and understandably so, on trade talks, whether there had been even initial conversations with anybody, and of course the big interest would be trying to talk with the Rams for that number two pick. So he stayed away from all of that.
Right, he did, and he didn't. Vic, one of the most important things that came up today, and it's not something we couldn't have guessed anyway, I think there are very serious considerations toward going after Matt Flynn, who comes on the market Tuesday. And when Tom was asked if Flynn will be in for a visit Tuesday, the was a very pregnant pause that told me, absolutely, Flynn is under consideration. Whether he'll be here for a visit, I don't know. But I'd be stunned if Flynn isn't under serious consideration to be the quarterback next year.
That's something you reported on as well, that there would be a lot of interest in Flynn on the part of the Browns.
Right, and it's just a no-brainer. And, Vic, we bumped into each other at the Super Bowl, and there I had a long, long talk with Rich Gannon, who knows Flynn and is a fellow quarterback with Flynn. And knows Flynn super well and gave him such a ringing endorsement that he kind of sold me on Flynn as, at minimum, an excellent prospect research.
Another thing that Tom Heckard mentioned today, we're not down on Colt McCoy. Want to make that clear. And I mean, I think because in all this discussion where he was hearing a lot of questions about either interest in drafting a quarterback or signing one in free agency, and by the way, he said right off the top, no interest in Peyton Manning. I mean, he was pretty emphatic on early
right,
on, which is no
absolutely
surprise.
Not, but he did,
but
in a way.
Yeah,
I think Manning's out of the equation.
He said just where he is and where we are, and that was basically the thought process I had and we talked about on this show previously. But that said, he went out of his way to still say that Colt McCoy is not someone that this team has discarded as a potential guy to continue with.
Right. I think they're taking a sensible point of view on Colt. And Colt, for his own purposes, is going to have to take a sensible point of view, and that is he's still a former number 85 overall pick.
Yeah.
Those guys hardly ever make it as long-term winning starters in the NFL. So he's still got those odds to beat, and whatever limited him and dropped him to number 85 is still there. But I think the organization has been extremely supportive of him and in just the right way. Now, allowing for the possibility that the replacement could be here any minute now, but also holding out the contingency plan that, they go into 12 with McCoy as the starting quarterback, they're okay with that. They can work with that and think they can win with it, and that's what they're telling him indirectly.
Steve Dorshak from the Canton Repository joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He said this before, Tom Heckard, but and I think we've heard it from Mike Holmgren as well in previous discussions. We're not going to go crazy in free agency. We're not going to, you know, go for the guy just by signing a bunch of. He said you don't win in football games by just signing a bunch of free agents. And I think the selective process that this team has taken to free agency, either targeting positions or targeting players who could be role players, that sort of approach sounds like it's going to be in play here. I know fans don't want to hear that. Fans want to hear marquee names, but it sounds like they're staying true to that. Although if your sense of Matt Flynn is correct, that would be deviating from that a little bit.
Well, I think it would be and it wouldn't be, because it's a given to any and all that a quarterback is going to be a special exception in terms of research or resources devoted. But what Tom said to me very emphatically and importantly, I think, Vic, is that Mario Williams is not and will not be a target. He basically said that, not many words, but he said Mario Williams is not going to be a target, and he basically followed that up by saying there are no Reggie Whites in this year's free agency pool, and that's germane because Mike Holmgren's career took off when Green Bay made a huge splash by obtaining Reggie White.
Right, and he said there's usually a reason guys are available, and it's usually not a good reason. White was an exception because you had a lawsuit going on. You had him basically trying to pursue the right to become free of his contract and become available from Philadelphia, and of course Green Bay went ahead and took advantage of that. But talking about this year's free agent crop, while not going into any specifics, he said there are good players at almost every position, although you're hedging that because there's still the possibility of teams working out deals with players, longer term deals, before that March 13th date at the start of free agency. And then he talked about some of the players that this team has picked up in the past who've been good free agents for the Browns. Scott Fujita, linebacker, a legitimate choice there. Dimitri Patterson was a helpful player in the secondary last year. So it sounded like, you know, there's a certain level of pride in what this team has done in free agency without going to great extents in free agency.
Right, in a lot of ways there, Vic, but I think Tom is going to need to be more effective as he goes forward in free agency, because free agency tends to give you a 1 or 2 year fix. And to me, Scott Fujita would be an example of that. Scott's getting a little too old. He's been injured toward the end of both of his years with the Browns. So, you know, signing Scott, whereas it helped the team when he was on the field, he wasn't on the field, and he's getting too old to be on the field as the team develops into a winner. Patterson was an out-and-out one-year fix if they don't re-sign him. So what I'm saying is that Tom, by hook or by crook, needs to find a couple free agents who are on the younger side and can project as guys who will build with the team the next 2 or 3 years.
And as it applies to free agency, as it applies to the draft, he basically said that, you know, I don't think that there's any position on the team that can't improve. So he was pretty blanket about that, and who would argue that after a 4-12 season? And it's not as if you look at the roster and say there's so many dynamic players that are Browns. There's some very good players and some solid players, but he said, quote, I think we're okay in a lot of areas, but that's not the ideal. Okay doesn't get you to where you want to go as far as Super Bowl.
Yeah, the behind that thought thing that comes to my mind in terms of Tom saying that we're okay in some area, I think the team needs to posture as to what it thinks it can do this year. Everybody, obviously, is so sick of the losing that everybody wants this year to be the year, and if he can't organize, you know, if he can't get enough talent in place to win in 12, then that's another season of frustration. So I really kind of wonder about the psychology of what Tom's trying to set up there. Lower expectations, be realistic. I don't know. I know everybody wants the team to somehow be that surprise team,
yeah,
that goes 10-6 this year.
But when you have to make that big of a jump, and it's still a big jump to a lot of areas that do need to be addressed and fixed, I'd say that those expectations, yeah, to me it's hard to get wild and crazy about it. I mean, I do think you have to feel that there's got to be a significant jump, significant leap. But what is that? What's that defined
by?
Is that double?
Why is it hard, though, Vic? You know, we both know that there's always
even a 3-13 team that is 10-6, always, and it's always a different team. When is Cleveland's turn? I kind of run through this in my mind. You know, the realism of a preseason is that the Browns look like 7-9 would be good for them. But why can't they ever be that 10-6 team? And that's what everybody pays for tickets. Why never Cleveland has that?
In my mindset,
team.
I agree that that should be what you're after. And I don't think the team goes into it thinking you're not getting there. But I do think you manage those expectations based on the reality of what you're in, the division you're in. When you look at the other team, you look at where the Baltimore Ravens are, you look at where the Pittsburgh Steelers presumably are, teams that are set in certain areas. Baltimore Ravens, one drop pass away from the Super Bowl, I mean, basically. And the Steelers being a team that's perennially been competitive. They're going to have some roster changes. Certainly Cincinnati took some big leaps. And that leap has to come first and foremost at the quarterback position, where if can we say with any certainty right now that we know that that's resolved to the satisfaction of saying they've got a guy who's going to take them far. We don't know that about Colt McCoy, and then we don't know that about who player X is who is going to join this team as a new quarterback.
Yeah, Vic, that goes back to, I've covered the team throughout the expansion era, and that discussion goes all the way back to Tim Couch, where you always thought going into that next season, whether it was 2000 or 2001, Couch's third season, how's this season going to be? It's all on Couch's shoulders. That simplifies it a bit, but it is to a large extent. And that transfers all the way down the road here. It's all on the quarterback's shoulders as to how big a leap the team can make. And that's why I think Matt Flynn makes a lot of sense if Mike Holmgren thinks he can play the way some people in Green Bay think he can play.
Talked about some players, of course, on the team or who have been on the team. Peyton Hillis called it a wait-and-see situation with him, so it doesn't sound as if there's anything imminent, and still uncertain about who they're dealing with agent-wise. I guess he's going back to his first guy, agent-wise, and he's made those changes there. Said he never that Hillis never told him about the CIA conversation. That never was told to me, was Tom Heckert's comment on that. Said Tony Pachos has had ankle surgery this week, so that's another thing to look at the tackle spot, and why that tackle position is something this team, even before that surgery, why this team had to look at that spot. So running back and tackle would be certainly high needs, I think, for this football team. And then him addressing the idea that Mike Adams, Dimitri Patterson would like to see them back. He said, we pretty much like everybody back, and I guess that would include Hillis.
Notably in that discussion, as it pertains to what Tom said, he said that they won't be able to bring back all of those guys. He said they want all the guys you just mentioned, they won't be able to bring all those guys back. The guy, you wonder what that means. Either Mike Adams won't be back, Dimitri Patterson won't be back. I think they need Patterson back. One guy, though, who kind of dovetails off of that list is a non-free agent, and that's Eric Steinbeck, who is more important possibly than any of the free agents. And that goes to Steinbeck's contract situation. He's one of the biggest paid guards in the NFL, and to me, that's kind of the name I'm focusing on.
Yeah.
Is Steinbeck going to be on the field? So that would make a huge difference if he is.
A lot of interesting questions, and Tom Heckert addressed a lot of them today. And Steve, I appreciate you providing some analysis of that right now.
Okay, Vic, let's go get that 18 in now, and then we'll get back to work.
That's nice. He is Steve Dorshick from the Canton Repository, covers the Browns, has done so for a long time, does a great job in joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermillion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to wings.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to say goodbye.
Hey, Strongsville, you can stop running around now. Hi, this is Mike.
And Sharon Harborough. Discount Drug Mart has arrived in Strongsville at the corner of Route 82 and Prospect. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround with everything you need at low prices.
Save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Health and beauty supplies, groceries, including frozen foods, fresh produce, at deli department, fine wines, plus greeting cards, DVD rentals, and so much more.
Stop in at the new Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville at the corner of Route 82 and Prospect.
We're saving you the runaround every day.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Sports Time Ohio is your home for MAC basketball. Tonight starting 7, turn to STO for the MAC Tournament Quarterfinals. Michael Ragai and Steve Mix bring you all the action. The MAC Basketball Tournament Quarterfinals. Tonight starting at 7, only on Sports Time Ohio.
Announcing more airlines and lower fares for Northeast Ohio. Go to flypittsburgh.com to find out how you can save and just how close Pittsburgh International Airport is. Choose from 12 airlines and fares lower than Cleveland's airport. Sign up for fare alerts. Click, save, fly.
Mayhem is everywhere.
Hi, I'm the automated hold system for your cut rate claims department. To get forwarded to the wrong person, press 1. To get put on hold for 40 minutes and then disconnected, press 2. To repeat your story to the entire company, including the cleaning staff, press 3. To do something that isn't stupid, hang up and get Allstate.
The only insurance company who guarantees your claim experience won't be mayhem. Like me.
Introducing the Claim Satisfaction Guarantee. Only from Allstate. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Only Allstate has claim service so good, it's guaranteed. To learn more or find an agent near you, visit allstate.com/satisfaction. That's allstate.com/satisfaction. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, everybody, Reg-Eye here. So much going on. Call my guy, Mark Klang, at Abaze Tickets for the best seats in Cleveland. Call him, 216-591-1800, or online at AmazeTickets.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Yours truly, Vic Carucci, with you till the top of the hour. And this segment, got a little conversation here with Jason Pinkston. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Very, very pleased to have with us right now Jason Pinkston, Browns offensive guard, on the line from his hometown of Pittsburgh, PA. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And first thing I guess I want to ask you is how this offseason has gone for you so far, your first real offseason as an NFL player. What's it been like?
It's going pretty good. You know, just like any other year, this is a new learning process for me, just to have an off season and training, you know, not with the team. You know, there's no spring practice here, so, you know, you're just working to stay in shape, and I'm just working, trying to get better and have another, just improve from what I did from last year and try to build on it.
You know, that's the interesting part of this, is the realization is your business, and granted you played at a major collegiate level at Pitt and understood that it was a big undertaking to be part of that, but there's nothing like the NFL where, as you were saying, your judgment on what to do and how much to do and being fully invested in that is up to you. You have to, no one is going to make you do something. You've got to take it upon yourself to do it.
Absolutely, you know, and that's a big thing. You know, there's a lot of responsibility on you now. You don't have a coach, you know, who's going to be there yelling at you or, you know, telling you a set time where you have to be there. You know, you're working out with a trainer, and you know, you're putting your trust in them, and you know, all you have to do is, you know, they give you time, and you got to show up. You know, there's I mean, it's really on yourself to, you know, get yourself better and stay with it and keep training hard. You know, you can never, you know, fall back, and you have to get better every day.
When you, with a year of experience under your belt and knowing what it takes, or at least getting a feel for what it takes to be successful as an offensive guard in the National Football League, Jason, what are some of the takeaways that you're applying to your off-season regimen? In other words, what areas did you know from your body standpoint that you needed to address physically, you know, where you want to add strength or where you, you know, either add or take away weight? Give me a sense of what you felt that needed to be addressed after that first year.
Oh, I definitely, you know, felt like I just have to get a lot stronger, you know, upper body, lower body, you know, it's just, it's physical, you know, you get some freak athletes playing in the AFC, you know, I mean, everybody's strong physically, and even in the NFC, you know, you have to be prepared and be healthy all year round, and you really have to maintain muscle and mass and just be strong as you can, you know, it's a lot different from college, you know, it's, these are real men out here, you know, you're going against players like, you know, Haloti Ngata and, you know, big, tough, physical guys, you know, and most times, you know, some of them might be bigger than you, so, and I felt like the biggest thing for me was I had to get a lot stronger, work on my upper body strength and lower body strength.
And when you finished off and cleared out the locker room like everybody else did after that season finale against the Steelers, and you had your chance, I know, to have kind of an exit interview with your position coach, with George Warhop, what were some of the things that he talked with you about and some of the areas that you felt you knew you would have to address between that point and the time you come back working here with the Browns?
We sat down and we talked for, you know, a good probably 30 minutes to 45 minutes on what I need to work on. You know, it was tough, you know, starting to play a new position as a guard and getting in there and playing it at a pro level. You know, my first snaps of ever playing guard was in the NFL. So, you know, there was a lot of things that I've had to learn and learned on the fly, you know, from Coach Warhop. You know, he did a great job working with me. So I had to, you know, we sat down, we talked about it. You know, one of his things is said, like, I got to definitely get stronger to be, like, a productive guard for the team, and you know, just in this league, and I know, I mean, there's plenty of things to work on. You know, there's you know, everybody get better at some point of their game. So I definitely sat down and talked to him a lot about it.
Jason Pinkston, Browns guard, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Jason, when you reflect on 2011 season for you. You came into this team obviously wanting to play, wanting to contribute as any player would, and not saying yourself, okay, I'm a rookie and therefore I just have to sit back and watch. But the fact was that really was the plan for you, and then Eric Steinbach gets hurt and is lost for the season, and the rest is history. You're out there and you're a full-time starter for the whole year. How, as you think back on it, how did that work out for you? I mean, for you mentally, where you were starting from kind of ground zero and really having to learn on the fly and try to keep your head above water the whole season.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. You know, I was, you know, thinking I was going to come in and I never played guard, so I was going to come in and, you know, learn from, you know, Eric and Sean Laval and all the veteran guys, you know, on what I need to do and how, you know, how it's done. You know, they've had the experience, and Eric, you know, is a great guy and a great player. You know, I learned a lot from him. You know, there was not a way that he didn't stop coaching me through the year and helping me and giving me pointers and things on, you know, what I need to do or how to improve or how to get things done. So it was kind of crazy at one point. You know, I was just like, man, it's a lot going on. There was no off season. I'm just going right in and just learning and playing on the fly. So I mean, it was a tough experience. But you know, I was playing next to Joe Thomas and Alex Max. You know, those are two of the best at what they're doing right now. And it was great just to have them help me out along the way. But I mean, it was definitely a process. You know, it wasn't easy. But you know, you just got to keep fighting. You know, I'm so thankful that the Browns, you know, trusted in me and you know, left me out there for 16 games straight. You know, I don't think I missed a play. It was just, you know, a great learning experience, and I've learned so much from playing 16 games to, like, on what it takes and what I need to be and what I need to get done to be a great player.
What was the biggest transition from the position standpoint, from playing tackle as you did in college to the guard spot? What maybe the, and I'm sure it may not be one thing, but give me a short list of the biggest areas of transition that you had to, that were challenging for you.
There's a lot of things, you know, from going from guard to tackle. You know, you don't have that recovery time as a tackle. You know, you might, you know, get away with taking a false step and have time to recover, but at guard, and everything is so close to the quarterback, it's like, you know, one false step or, you know, wrong technique, and it can ruin a whole play, or, you know, you can get pressure on the quarterback just from, you know, giving up the edge. So, I mean, there's a lot of things at guard. You know, I feel like you got to be a lot stronger. You know, there's some bigger guys in the middle of the defense, you know, some guys from 6'4", 360. I mean, there's some big guys, so you have to be a lot stronger, and your technique has to be really sound.
And it's interesting that you were saying, too, that they had left you out there for those 16 games, and you don't know week to week. I mean, it's somebody's decision to keep you in the lineup or change things. Obviously, that trust was there that you would basically grow into it, and you did. I mean, as the year went on, you clearly were a better player toward the end of the season than you were earlier, but you can't take the approach, you can't afford to ever say this is too much for me, or even if you felt that way inside, Jason, you can't let the coaches know that, right? I mean, your whole thing is you got to look like you can handle this every week, because that's the way of the NFL, that's the way of professional sports.
Absolutely, you know, you cannot have that mindset that everything's too much. You know, it's football. You know, they're paying you good money. There's going to be things they're going to ask you to do that, you know, you might not feel comfortable with, or you might not feel as good. But you know, you got to go out there with the mindset of, you know, I'm going out here, and you know, I'm trying to get it done for the team, and they have the best interest in mind. You know, you never know. Like, you know, I was a little banged up at the beginning of the year, and the coach said, you know, you come off the field, and they put somebody else in there, and they get in there. You know, you might not ever get back on. So I always remember that and try to just keep going, and I try to do the best that I can and just keep working. And you know, I mean, it's a learning process. This is the best of the best, you know, there's NFL, you know, everyone's good. There's not a week where you can just say, oh, he's not as good. No, everybody's good, so you're gonna have to work hard. And you know, there's gonna be times where you get beat. You know, you got to keep your head up and learn from it. And that's one thing Joe Thomas told me, was he said that, you know, even I get beat, and they're not, I mean, he's like a superstar. When I look at him and my is like one of the best, you know, I get the chance to play next to him. So mm-hmm. When he sits there and tells me, you know, sometimes you're going to get beaten, I mean, and I felt better, and just try to keep going and keep sawing wood and just try to get better and just, you know, do the right things and do everything the coach is asking me to do.
And Jason, what is your mindset for year two? Because we know that Eric Steinbeck could come back, could be healthy enough to either compete or be the guy or whatever at that left guard spot. How are you taking the approach here to coming into year two? Is it in your mindset that, hey, I had that job as a starter in 2011, it's going to be mine in 2012, or, you know, I'm going to fight off all challengers? How are you approaching it?
You know, I'm just trying to approach it as, you know, I know I understand that I got the job by default, that, you know, he got hurt. You know, you can never just, you know, wish that on somebody. And I hope he has a speedy recovery and comes back, you know. But I'm just going there and just trying to do the best that I can and try to build off what I did last year and learn from the guys. You know, if we're all back competing with each other, it's only going to help the team that we have, you know, maybe three guards that can play. So I'm just kind of not worried about competing against each other. I'm more of competing with each other to get us all better and, you know, have the team be better. You know, that's the ultimate goal, is the team. And, you know, whatever's the best for the team, you know, that's what we want to do. So I'm just working. And, you know, I'm still following Eric. You know, he's a veteran guy. You know, he's played 9 or 10 years in the NFL, and I'm just trying to learn from the veteran guys. You know, they've been around it. So I'm just trying to work and just continue on and try to get better.
Well, great stuff, Jason. We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you when you're back in Berea and talking with you soon.
Alrighty, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to give me a call.
Oh, no problem at all. He is Jason Pinkston, Browns guard, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Don't you hear me?
It's
auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to say goodbye.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to say goodbye.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
During the last 25 years or so, alternative sleep products such as memory foam have been growing in popularity among consumers. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. We have always committed ourselves to offering quality products and tremendous value. So while the marketing of these new products was running in high gear, we were busy testing and testing and testing. Because in order for us to offer a new product, it must pass a battery of tests to prove performance. For nearly 10 years, we continued testing numerous memory foam products from around the world in search of the one that would meet our expectation for quality and durability and offer the unique feel of memory foam that some customers prefer. We are pleased to announce that we recently added the Serenity Memory Foam, a premium quality memory foam construction at factory direct prices to provide significant savings. So stop by an Original Mattress near you or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Victor Ritchie with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are going to talk to you about Browns tickets. How about this? Browns fans, you can experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2002 season tickets, they're on sale now, and they're more affordable than ever with tickets starting at $32. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Well, throughout this week, we've brought you audio from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Earlier this week, we had Justin Blackman, the wide receiver from Oklahoma State. Ryan Tannehill was the quarterback from Texas A&M. You've heard from him. Today, you're going to hear from Trent Richardson, the running back from Alabama. And again, these are from the news conferences that were held in Indianapolis with the hundreds of reporters gathered around these players, some of the top prospects in the draft. So Trent Richardson, who, of course, highly regarded, basically viewed as a top-rated back in this draft, at least by a lot of draft analysts. That's what they're saying about him. And the first question we talked with him about was, you know, what does he think he could bring to an NFL team?
The quality and the effort I'm going to bring to the game, and when it comes down to it, I want to be the dude that's on the field that's on 3rd and 3 or getting the ball on 3rd and 3 or 4th and 1. And I'm a whole complete back. I'm, you know, not to be cocky or anything. I mean, I work on my game every day, and you know, even if it's not even on doing physical stuff, I work in the classroom, learning plays, learning formations, or, you know, learning the defensive line, learning what the linebacker's doing, trying to see what the safety's doing, if I can pick up my blitzes. I love the block. Everybody know I can run the ball. I've never been caught from behind, so, you know, people want to question my speed, look at the tape. You want a little league tape, you can look at that. And you can't find a game I've been really just caught from behind, man. I can bring your little league tape and show you that I ain't been caught from behind. And when it comes to, you know, playing football, I can just say, look at each game, any game you want to, man. And just really just try to, you know, find a negative. And a lot of people, you know, trying to find a negative anything in your game. And ain't too many negatives I have out there. I don't fumble. That's one thing. The best thing that ever can get you on the bench is fumbling the ball. And that's one thing I do not do. I don't say one part of my game does need most work on. All my game do. Because when it comes down to being a football player, you need to work on everything. Not just one part of your game. That's not me. I work on every part of my game when it comes to playing football.
Trent Richardson is all about being a complete back, not just a dynamic runner, and he was talking about it there as far as breaking down his overall game, but a guy who can also contribute to the passing game. And that's something, especially in the many teams that run the West Coast offenses, that they want a back, the Browns being one of them, that want a back who can do just more than run. He talks about that.
That's what they say. I'm number one coming off the board. They say I can do everything, and that's one thing I do work on. Catching the ball, running, blocking, knowing my defenses, breaking them down, all that type of stuff. And when it comes down to it, at this level in this game today, you got to be a running back and do everything to go in the first round.
And it's natural for all young running backs, particularly those at the collegiate level, to look to the NFL for backs after whom they will pattern their style and guys that they maybe want to emulate at the next level. And that was, it's a typical question that players get asked, but Trent Richardson had a pretty good answer for this one.
Adrian Peterson, Mark Ingram, Coach Mark Ingram, Ricky Williams, Williams for Carolina. It's a lot of guys out there, man. Drew Jones. Jones. Rice. Man, it's a lot of them guys out there. I mean, because you got guys like that, y'all are incomplete backs, and Adrian Peterson not coming off the field when it's on third down or when it's fourth and one. They're giving him the ball, and he got a nose for that ball. Foster, I'm sorry, I left him. It's a lot of good guys out there. It's a lot of good guys out there. I don't want to leave nobody out, man, but... Man, all them type of guys there, man, and they got a nose for the end zone, and they got a hunger for it. You can tell that's in them.
Now, NFL teams, well, haven't been showing great value for running backs, at least in terms of the draft, in terms of making them premium picks, and that's been the discussion with Trent Richardson, exactly how high a pick could he be in the first round, if indeed he's taken in the first round, and that's where the speculation is. His former Alabama teammate, Mark Ingram, was a 28th overall pick last year by the Saints. So asking the question of Trent Richardson is how he sort of views this lukewarm, tepid sort of feeling that NFL teams have toward running backs in the draft.
For most guys, they try not to take us, like they used to in the first round. But hopefully, I can change that, or more guys in this class can change it. Mark, he went in the first round, so, he got a good opportunity where he at. And I know he loves him where he at, so when it comes down to it, hopefully I can, do the same thing, go early in the first round. Yeah, it really bothers us a lot because you get guys like the running backs, and come out, we getting pounded almost every down. And when it come down to it, man, to be successful, man, you gotta really just have a mindset that, I know I'm not going in the first round, or I hope I go in the first round. And that's a big issue when it comes to some football players, man, that's not really strong mentally. And after all the pounding we do, or, even if we're in practice, players get to hit on us and we can't cut them or something like that, or they come in full speed. We, it's just, take a toll on us, man. And I think, we are worth more than that, because when it comes down to it, everybody need a running back, and everybody got to use that running back. So, like I said, the value of running back, it's not the same, and it's crazy to us, so...
There's a thing with Alabama football players called mental toughness, a quality that seemingly the Crimson Tide players have or carry with them into the NFL, and that's something that Trent Richardson was asked about.
Our coach's name, Coach Saban. We come into mental toughness, Coach Saban, to make sure he put it in you or get it out of you. But when it comes down to it, man, you just got to have a mental toughness for the game, you know, to even just play at Alabama. If you're weak-minded, I don't think you'll last out there. Just because, you know, the repetition that we do and how hard we work out and just the fact is that we all want to be winners. And we haven't had a losing record, you know, since I've been there, or since Julio been there, or the Mark Ingram been there, or the Marcel Dears. I mean, so since Coach Saban been there, he just turned the whole program around. He just got back to, you know, Alabama tradition football. And, you know, like I said, to be an Alabama football player, you got to have a mentality, and you got to be mental, you know, for the great game that we, you know, play today.
Trent Richardson is known as a collision runner, as a guy who will not avoid contact, who basically relishes in it. So he was asked about whether the fact that, okay, you do that in college, that's fine, but are you going to have to curtail that approach once you get to the NFL?
No. We'll see, you know. And like I said, a lot of people say, man, these guys, you know, they're such different. I mean, really, you got to have that mindset. I mean, it's a mindset thing to me. And I'm not saying that Ray Lewis is not going to take me out, but, you know, when it comes down to it, we're going to have to see each other in the hole. And, you know, I love Uncle Ray to death. I know he's going to try to bring me, you know, all the contact he can and try to beat me up in the hole, but why would you stand down?
He loves Uncle Ray to death. I love that line. And no, you don't stand down in the hole. Well, I'll tell you what, talk is cheap, but Trent Richardson, who has not played an NFL down, is talking about not backing down from Ray Lewis. Again, we'll see what happens when he gets into the National Football League. It will be very interesting. But I thought you would find all that stuff pretty interesting, pretty enlightening from young Trent Richardson. Again, highly regarded running back from Alabama. When we come back, going to answer your questions that you deliver to me via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. It's Driven by Liberty Ford. This show is Driven by Liberty Ford. We got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome accents, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Friday at 9, The Ultimate Fighter is now on FX. Live.
This is going to be phenomenal.
Yes, this time, The Ultimate Fighter is live.
It's never been done before.
Who will be the next Ultimate Fighter? Friday at 9, live on FX.
The MBA program at John Carroll University's Bowler School of Business is built on the Jesuit tradition of excellence and ethics and is designed to develop business professionals who lead with confidence, values, and passion. Courses taught by experienced professionals will prepare you for today's corporate challenges in your field. Learn more at jcu.edu/MBA now or at their next open house on March 20th. Cleveland football can reinvent themselves with the draft. You can reinvent yourself with John Carroll's Bowler School of Business.
Maggiano's Little Italy specializes in serving lavish portions of authentic Italian-American cuisine. Their menu is large and varied, offering homemade pastas, signature salads, prime steaks, fresh fish, and memorable desserts. They'll treat you like you've been going there forever, even if it's your first visit. Come as you are for lunch or dinner 7 days a week. And Maggiano's is a perfect choice for private events of any size. Maggiano's in Beechwood Place Mall, a great place for friends to share good food and great times.
The Slashamania sale is going on now
at Fred Martin Superstore.
Never use sharp price and payments.
What?
You save up to half off. See over 1,500 vehicles, 1,000 under $299 per month. Plus, get 0% used car financing for up to 60 months and put zero down.
Just sign and drive.
Chevy Cobalt, we're $15,000.
What?
Now $8,600.
We have the best backed used cars in the business with a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, and you get 5 days to love your used car purchase or bring it back.
With our 5-day satisfaction guarantee.
Plus, get
3 years of oil changes and roadside assistance.
All free when you buy a used car from us.
Credit problems? ScoreMax 3-in-1 computer software will show us how to get your loan approved.
Guaranteed. Take a test drive and get a free AAA approved roadside safety kit. Fred Martin Superstore in Barberton at exit 16 off I-76. FredMartinSuperstore.com. 0% APR on approved credit up to 60 months. Maximum amount to finance at 8% of any DA loan value. Prior sales excluded. Plus tax and without fee. Approved credit loan is 72 months to 7.99%. Offer on select vehicles. New vehicles over 8 grand. See written documents for full details. While supplies last. One care per family.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later. Today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
And we're back to you with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. These questions, Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford as well. You submitted them to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Remember, you can always call us, too, 855-363-DAILY or 363-2459 or 440-824-6138. Josh, via Browns official Twitter page. Will the Browns contemplate buying a Peyton Manning lotto ticket? I like how he phrased that. Or is he taking his talents to South Beach as well? You heard Tom Heckard today basically say it. Now, no interest, or you didn't hear him say it, but we told you during the show that he said it. No interest in Manning, and I agree. I don't think he's the right fit for this team. Where he is in his career, where the Browns are at their stage, no. Eddie via Twitter, we need offense. And more offense. Also playmakers, which I guess goes along with that as well. Like to see some touchdowns this year. Let's go get some players. Eddie, I'll say this. If this team's going to improve its offense, it's mainly going to come via draft, not via free agency, because that's not the magic. They don't see that as the magic pill, the magic solution to solving the team's problems. We want to thank Steve Dorshek and Jason Pinkston and Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network. This is ESPN 850, WKNR, Cleveland.